Well, good afternoon, folks. It's the Agriculture Show here on CKMS Radio 100.3 FM, but we will soon be 102.7. We're changing our frequencies in a package we put together with another community radio station, so look forward to that in early February. Well, thanks for listening in today. This is episode number 179. It's January 24th of 2017. Today's guests, left to right, are Bonita Wagler and Michael Heitman. Thanks for coming in today, folks.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jeff.
All right. And as you know, folks, listeners, I asked my guests to bring along some great songs that's important to them or things they're interested in. And I'll start that right now and ask one of you fine guests to tell me all about the song Bitter Waters.
Okay, well, we're filmmakers and we're working on a documentary about the Elmira water crisis that occurred in 1989. And I wrote the song with a little help from my daughter, and she's actually the artist that's singing the lead on it. And it's just about the recollection of what happened in 1989.
All right, and I can see that already. I hope our listeners have got an idea what we're going to talk about, and I'm just looking forward to having both, I guess, talk about their projects and about agriculture. So without further ado, we're going to play the song. Just stay locked in, and we'll see you in a short bit.
Waters flow beneath the town I once called home. Oh, how the waters flow to reach the Kenegadgee. I remember the day we heard the news. Our water was poisoned, a toxic brew. In the plain fakes they make me shiver. And the stream flows on down to the river. Who knows the waters flow beneath the town I once called home. Oh, how the waters flow to reach the Kenegadgee. Oh, you didn't care about our children, long forgotten drums of buried poisons. Oh, the bitter truth, it's hard to swallow. And the cleaner on and on.
Hi, I'm Gord Taylor from North Dumfries. This is the community radio CKMS Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7 or on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, or on the internet at soundfm.ca. Community radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You are listening to the Agriculture Show. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the farmer producers in Waterloo region. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of innovation, hard work, and compassion that are emblematic of the Waterloo region. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture strives to bring together policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of the society.
And we're back, and thanks for listening in today, folks. The Agriculture Show, here we are. That was a song that we already know a little bit about Bonita, is that her daughter wrote that song. Tell us about yourself, Bonita.
Well, I was born in Stratford, and I grew up in rural Ontario. I went and lived in the big cities for a while, and then when my daughters were young, we moved to Elmira, Ontario. My father was from Waterloo region. He was born on a farm outside of Wellesley, And so I did have family roots in this area. And now I live in Waterloo.
And it's typical. Would you call yourself a farm kid? Let me ask you that.
No, I wouldn't. We had a half acre outside of Stratford. When I was 12, my parents wanted to buy my grandfather's farm in Huron County. And so I wouldn't say I was a farm child because we never actually made it to the farm. But when I was 12, we did build a little barn on our property, and we raised chickens, free-range chickens. So I'm a country kid at heart. I love nature, but I never actually lived on a farm.
Well, I'll just suggest that, in fact, you are a farm kid, because with your experiences, you're very close to what the nature of the question was.
Yeah, you know, you might rewrite, because I think I'm more of a country person than a city person, for sure.
Yeah, very good. All right, let's play another song. And on the playlist, I see a song here by, it is called Born to Win, M5. Tell, whose song is that, and what, tell us about
it? Okay, that is Kaylee Mason's song. And I omitted to mention on the last song that that's my daughter's name, Kaylee Mason. Mm-hmm. And she was raised in Elmira. And so she plays kind of a combination of folk, blues, soul, hip-hop. And so this is an example of her style. And it's a song about, you know, it's about feeling and how you feel and, mm-hmm. you know, when you're growing up.
Well, that's important, and I'm glad she's one of the lucky few that actually takes time to write songs and perform them, and thanks for bringing that in.
Okay, you're
okay,
welcome.
Okay, let's play it. We'll play it, and we'll be right back.
We could go all around the world together, all the way around. Be real.
Hi everyone, this is Willie A., and I'm the host of a blues radio program at a sister community radio station here in Waterloo. You are listening to Community Radio CKMS, Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7, on Rogers Digital Network at 946, and on the internet at soundfm.ca. Community Radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You're listening to The Agricultural Show, which is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The WFA represents the farm producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society. Thank you for listening to Community Radio on 102.7 CKMS.
And we're back, and thanks for listening in, folks. That was a great song there that was Bonita's daughter put that together, and it's just wonderful. I'm looking forward to hearing some more of her stuff. I think you brought some more along, right?
I did.
Okay. Our second guest today is Mike. Michael or Mike? What do you like?
Good afternoon, Jeff. Yeah, it's I'm from Kitchener. It's my hometown. It's we're here in the early '60s, and I used to live on the outskirts. We were urbanites, but on the outskirts of the city, and mm-hmm. We actually had farmers' fields and cows across the street, and used to play over in the fields, and used to bring home mice. And
I thought you were going to say you like to play in the cow patties.
No, not particularly.
I like those blue salt blocks.
Yeah. But no, I hop on my cycle with my friend. We go through the countryside and, mm-hmm. and do all sorts of neat, wonderful things. Later on in my life, I joined the military. And with the military, we got to venture all over the world. And we did many wonderful things, such as deliver the Band-Aid wheat to Ethiopia, and I have some stories about that. And in particular, just remembering one particular story was that we, in Addis Ababa, we would load 20,000 pounds of wheat in the back of the airplane at the airfield with forklifts. And we would, this wheat was from the live Band-Aid, with all the artists singing all the different songs. And we would fly that up north to some of the airfields up north to distribute the wheat. And we would land at those airfields, and it'd be above 50 degrees Celsius heat-wise. And they didn't have forklifts up there to unload the airplane. They would come with a truck and 20 men, and they would form a circle, and they would chant, and they would lift the 100-pound bags on their back, and they would chant, and they'd have that airplane unloaded at 20,000 pounds in 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. In the heat, we could barely, barefoot, and we gave them clean water as well, so that was greatly appreciated. Coming back, after 33 years, I came back to Kitchener, and I started drinking the tap water at home, and didn't taste as well as it did when I was a child, or when I was younger. So I started looking into refamiliarizing myself with the area and seeing what happened with the water. And I met up with Benita, and we started a project together. and we delved into all the different issues. Benita, coming from Elmira, had a little bit more insight into Elmira, and I had a bigger picture of the Great Lakes Basin. So we put together our first draft of the film, and we're looking at releasing it in not too distant future.
Okay, that's interesting stuff, Mike. And we kind of overlapped there. We want to talk a little bit about you first, and then we talk about what you do. So we kind of covered both things. I'll ask you a bit later on if you. But just to review, you're born and raised in the Waterloo region.
That's correct.
And your family is still here.
Yeah, my family's still here, and we lived in the Stanley Park region of Kitchener, and had a wonderful. There were just seven houses on the street. Everything else was gravel. The roads were all gravel, and now if coming back, and we're in the middle of the city. It's just surrounded with schools and shopping malls, and the residential areas extend right down to the Grand River now.
You have other brothers and sisters floating around? Where are they all?
I do have a brother. He's in Waterloo. Yeah. He's married. I'm still single.
Yeah. So, but you have nieces and nephews by chance?
No. We have a fairly small family. Yeah. We have a reunion every time we have Christmas, so that's
a good deal.
Exactly.
Well, I look forward to hearing some more later on in our show, more about what you do. You mentioned a few things, and we'll do that when we get on past our next song and things. Time to play some more music. Here's one called Hold On. It's an ID mix. So it's titled. Tell us about that one, Benita, please.
Okay, well, that's another song. Kaylee wrote that song with Jeff Kitchens, a musician from Milton. And it's based on an incident that happened when she was living in St. Agatha with her neighbors. So the story is contained in the lyrics, let's say.
All right. We'll listen to it. Is it another kind of upbeat song like our last one there?
Oh, this is a hip-hop song.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's play it, and folks, just go fresh up your coffee.
Sorry. No, it's a doo-wop song. I've got my terms wrong.
It's all very confusing, isn't it?
Yes. It's hard for me to keep up.
Okay. Let's play it. Just fresh up your coffee. We'll be right back.
I'm sorry, honey, for hurting you. I'm sorry, this heart just wants to love you.
Love you. Would you
be? I just wanna keep you from me.
Would you
Hi, this is Benita Wagler from Waterloo Region, and I'm in the studio with Jeff and Mike. You are listening to Community Radio CKMS Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7 or on the Rogers Digital Network at 946 or on the internet at soundfm.ca. Community Radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You are listening to The Agriculture Show. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The WFA represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
Wow, Benita, that's just wonderful. Thanks for doing that. That's really wonderful. Thanks for putting a little extra to that.
You're welcome.
You may be in secret like to be a DJ as well. You've got the voice for it.
I would, actually. When I was young, I was told I should go into radio, and I actually did go one time to an interview.
Good for you.
Actually, I went for an audition to be a broadcaster.
Yeah.
And I decided not to do it because it was in Toronto, and it was very expensive. But then somebody else was encouraging me to go into sales. And the person that was encouraging me to go into sales actually left the area. So I lost my mentor. Hmm. So that was kind of the end of my radio dream.
Well, here you are able to do a little bit of it again.
So, yeah, this is very exciting.
Well, yeah, lots of enthusiasm and things going on. I'd like to have you tell us what you're doing right now, so we know that's the kind of thing we'd like to hear. We will talk about the main idea of what we're doing here. We want to promote a movie that you and Mike had put together. But what else can you tell us about what it is you do now? What else are you busy at from day to day?
Well, I work for a catering company, so I have to have a day job, but sometimes it's a night job as well. I'm really interested in the arts. I've done songwriting, I've done acting, I've done singing, visual arts as well, writing. I love it all. So it's always been kind of hard to focus on just one thing, and filmmaking brings it all together. So that's why I got involved with filmmaking. I was a volunteer at Rogers for about 5 years working on a show called Structures, mm-hmm. which is about history and architecture in the region. And from there, I got on the mailing list for the Working Center's community tools project at the Commons Studio. So they had a filmmaking program called Hidden Stories. Mm-hmm. And it was an opportunity for people in the area who maybe didn't have their own movie camera that they could go to the studio and learn how to make movies using the equipment that was provided there. So it was a great opportunity for me, and I was able to meet Mike Heitman, who we've worked on a number of short documentary films together, and we got the idea to work on one about the water and the water crisis that occurred in Elmira. And just, you know, the effects that industry had on the area and how the groundwater was polluted in Elmira and continues to be still undrinkable to this day.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that sounds like you've had a full career and stuff. I can't imagine all kinds of things you're going to do next. That's good to hear.
Thanks, Jeff.
Mike, tell us a little bit about yourself. Well, what do you do?
Well, I just retired. I just finished completing 33 years with the military. I was flying as a navigator, and then I returned to my hometown here in Kitchener, looking for something just as a volunteer basis, just to go through and... To amazement, I found myself having a parallel lifestyle to Benita. Having volunteered at working at Rogers, I also worked at Rogers and volunteered at the studio there. And then progressed on, sang in several choirs. Joined several dance groups as well. Mm-hmm. And then I drifted over towards the Working Center in downtown Kitchener. Again, Bonita explained the Hidden Stories concept and the project, and it's a great project for anybody that wants to learn. The people there at the center are quite helpful. I knew very little when I was younger. I had my own camera, so I knew about things like shutter speed and film speed, but that was back then. And we have now moved into the digital age, and everything's so much easier. We have the camera work, and then the editing software is so much easier. And Benita and myself, we did several small films, and we had a lot of fun doing it as we were learning. It's a trial and error thing, and as with all trial and error things, you have a lot of fun, and we did. There was some excitement with when we had snow in the previous years. Unlike the last 2 years, we can't throw snowballs at each other. So yeah. I kind of miss that. Yeah.
You liked when I threw snowballs at him.
Somebody needs a face washing. So we had lots of fun. We learned together. It was a great experience, and we fell upon this project. It wasn't supposed to be as big as it was, and it became a huge project. Mm-hmm. So
2 years later, here we are.
Yeah.
Well, we'll certainly put a link on this podcast when I put it up I assume it's okay to put that little 5-minute.
Absolutely. Yeah,
I'll put that on there, and then our listeners can have a quick look at it and look forward to whatever you want to do with the whole project. So that'll be a
great time. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll talk some more about what you do in light of the film, because what we want to do in the next segment coming up is talk about how that fits in with agriculture, which is part of the reason why we have this show. So I'm looking forward to that part. Before we get there, let's play another song. And I have on the playlist, it says Michael Jackson, The Earth Song. Is this the...
Yeah, so...
tell us about this one, Bonita.
Well, I have another daughter, Alana Mason, and she recommended this song to me, so I thought I'd bring it along. It's a song, you know, about the Earth suffering, so I thought it was apropos.
Okay, good choice, and we'll play it. Folks, we'll see you in a short bit. Settle into your afternoon schedule here, and we'll be back with some more from our guests, Bonita Wagler and Michael Heitman.
Oh,
This is Mike Heitman from Kitchener. You are listening to Community Radio CKMS, Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7 or on the Rogers Digital Network at 946 or on the internet at soundfm.ca. Community Radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You are listening to The Agriculture Show. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The WFA represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
You are a seasoned speaker, Mike. That was really great. Thanks for doing that. That's wonderful.
Okay, great.
Okay. And as part of our format and what we try to do in the Agriculture Show today, I just have a great guest, and we're going to bring together two themes. Our two guests have been working together on a film, and Mike was just, I said, what do you know about agriculture? He says, well, I know a lot about agriculture after doing the film, or I have some ideas about it. So let's do two things. Let's talk about the film a little bit, and then a little bit about what you learned about agriculture. That frame everything pretty good for you guys?
Yeah, sure.
You got the other covered because you used to raise chickens, you know.
Yeah.
and you remember being a kid, there was farmland around. So let's talk about agriculture through the lens of your lens. How do you like that for a?
Oh, that's a good
the
one.
Lens of your film.
That's a good one.
So just give us a real short, as long as you want to go about what your film is, and then I'll invite you to blend that into a little bit of discussion on agriculture. So what's the film about? What's it called?
The film is called The Grand Illusion, and it's about mainly about and Benita can fill us in more on what exactly happened originally in the Elmira area, as she's come from that area. What we're looking at is the industrial pollution of the Grand River, mainly from two sources, DDT, which attaches itself to the soil, as during the springtime when you have the runoff and faster flowing water, the soil will move down river, so that when you have cloudy water in the Grand River from mm-hmm. the soil suspended sediment, it's likely that there's going to be a lot of DDT in the river. The other problem, which is not so prevalent today in the Grand River, is that NDMA and other chemicals that are water soluble have leached into the aquifer, in the region. And that is now sublimating back out and going into the river, but it's at much, much reduced levels. But it is still a problem. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at, in the bigger scheme of things, we have talked and researched, both Benita and myself have researched various areas, including, Sarnia, where they had similar problems and different areas within Ontario, and we found out that there are other areas that actually have a much greater problem with industrial contamination. And it's a shame because in the Great Lakes Basin we have more than a fifth of the world's fresh groundwater.
Mm-hmm.
All within the Great Lakes Basin. We are so spoiled, and yet we treat water. We don't treat it
we
well.
We squander it.
Yeah. We do.
The good news is we're more aware of it, but
we have squandered it, but now we are more aware.
Attempting to bring it to
water bands.
Yeah.
I'll let Benita talk a little bit about what her history was within the Elmira region.
Tell us more about the film.
Sure. When I was living there in 1989, we were told that they had found a contamination in the groundwater, and they were closing the south wells. So at the time it was confusing. What did that mean? The south wells being closed, you know, was it just private wells on people's property? But no, it was the wells for the entire town. There were north wells as well, but there was a lot of worry that they didn't have enough water to take care of the whole town. So they ended up having to build a pipeline from Kitchener-Waterloo area all the way up to Elmira. And there was concerns about even the swimming pool had to be drained, right? So, you know, how did that water affect us? You know, we don't really know because how do you know what a little, you know, parts per billion, how does that affect you over the long term? Mm-hmm. You know, anytime people get a cancer that they don't think that they're due to have, let's say, like if you get an oral cancer and you don't smoke or drink, you know, people say, oh, it must have been the water, yeah. Right?
Something.
It's
right. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. So you know, the authorities in the town were pretty quick to find a solution as far as bringing the water from Waterloo Region. But you know, even the Waterloo Region supply has its own stresses. There's not a lot of water. They have to bring 20% of the water for this region from the Grand River. And so the creek that was used as a sewer in Elmira by the industry there has been contaminated, and it flows into the Grand, which flows into Lake Erie. So everything's connected.
During one of the trips that Bonita and myself made, we visited a farm where they had they actually lost some cattle.
Yeah. So back in the 60s, the farm where I used to buy my eggs from had a problem with their cattle going and drinking from the creek, and 11 head of cattle died, and the company that was polluting the creek reimbursed them for those cattle. But
now, what about the gardens? What about the vegetables growing in the gardens?
Well, you know, when people lived around the plant, they complained about their gardens being affected, that their tomatoes had a funny taste to them. We've interviewed a number of people who talk about that in the film. Mm-hmm. So
that sounds like a great film. That you've got all kinds of stuff. I've had a chance to see it already. So what do you call that? That's a rough draft or the working draft?
That was our first draft, Jeff. And right. Basically, we just put that out to all the participants so that they can are happy with their portions and that they can sign. We tried to be objective as possible on all aspects. And originally it was designed to be a collection of interviews while all the people, all the key players are still around. So we wanted to, it was mostly for an archival purpose. But as we moved on, it just blossomed to a much bigger project. And mm-hmm. we said, let's make an interesting movie out of this. And we added some humorous sections and we added, the two of us did a lot of research and we value added the research into that. Mm-hmm. And this, by the way, this was on our part, it was strictly volunteer. All our hours, time and effort was all, we volunteered everything because we just, I guess as concerned citizens, we decided to do this. And, we did get support from the Working Center. They provided us with, software and hardware on which to work with. Mm-hmm. And, but as we moved along, we purchased a lot of our own equipment and, it's been a going concern.
Well, this is great. So you did learn that agriculture showed up in the discussion and what maybe some of the things you learned about, as you've been about making a movie. What else should you tell people about agriculture? Someone walked in the door. What do you know about agriculture? What would you tell them?
Well, having talked with yourself and several other farmers, there were several issues, all dealing with water. And Benita can jump in here anytime that she has a thought on this, but dealing with the aquifer and different levels of water from the farm, we're now a concern is, and we may, if we get enough material, make another film on, you know, what effect does the use of salt on the streets have in regards to the farm and the chlorides in the water, mm-hmm. and at what levels of the chlorides and which wells are being closed, which ones are not. Some of the outlying farms have higher water table content, and there are issues with how fast water is being extracted, and actually with in the news lately with a company extracting high amounts of water in very short periods of time, what effect that's going to have, and what effect that has on pulling water in from other areas. So it's been a huge learning process from the water side alone. Obviously, that's an important side.
And I think for me, one of the most interesting things was just to learn that the aquifers under Elmira are multi-leveled. And so you've got one belief that the water is going to the west, but then they found out, oh, maybe it's not going to the west. And so it's very difficult to predict what water is doing underground. And the farm next door to the company in Elmira, the farmer had a drain, you know. So a lot of farms have tiles, right? They have their drains and their tiles. And then it came to be an issue. Well, has that ever been tested, right? Because where is that water coming from? And you know, there's just so many aspects to water that we don't really understand.
So it's been exciting.
So there was an agricultural component to what you're doing with your film there. That's an industry that was affected by the problems at Elmira. The effect was more for municipal water.
There were several effects, actually, and again, Benita can jump in at any time, but there was a lot of, concurrent with the water table pollution, a lot of these chemicals were spread out in pits to disseminate the chemicals in the air, and so now we have air pollution as well, and that affected a lot of people in that respect, but the water became contaminated, and so you had local gardens that were affected. You had the groundwater that was affected, and you had the cattle and the animals, and the animals in the streams as well. So the stream was lifeless for a long period of time. And that stream runs kilometers downstream into the Grand River, and is one of several tributaries that feeds it, and it's not the only one that has issues with
it. But at the same time, they decided that they would fence off the creeks so that the farm animals weren't going into the creeks anymore. So the farmers, being Mennonite farmers in that area, they paid for it themselves rather than take the money from the company.
It's interesting. That's because there is another program in the Wiley region, and we were the first in Ontario to do it. It's called the Rural Water Quality Program, where you could get a grant to put fences along waterways. Is that the same program?
It's probably related, right? Because around the same time, we also had Walkerton, right? So it was Walkerton in 2002.
Walkerton predated the water quality program, but the water quality was. Walkerton was a real event.
Sure. So I think they were all kind of related.
That would agree. And what a great thing. So you're saying the company paid for some fencing.
They offered to pay for fencing
on
the farms that were affected by their pollution. So the farm where I was buying my eggs actually had lagoons of buried toxic soil, and the company had to dig those up and get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because the practices of the 40s, 50s, and 60s was that you buried toxic waste in the soil, and eventually, by the 80s, they realized that that was not the way to go.
No. it's an evolving thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. There was a lot of lessons learned.
Yep.
So that was, it was all very interesting to find out. For example, in Elmira, they were using polypropylene tarps in pits. And, you know, if you take some solvent and you put it on plastic, you know that that's going to rip right through plastic in no time. But for some reason at that time, they thought that was a good idea.
Okay, this is good stuff. What a great project. We'll put that link up to the 5-minute YouTube about the prequel or the promo for your...
It's a little trailer, yeah.
Trailer, okay. And there's a little bit about agriculture involved in what you're doing, and it's good that I'm glad you did that, and I'm looking forward to seeing you could have the ending, you could have a 50 minute 2-hour production. I guess you're still deciding which way to go with it.
We're still looking at making several smaller, to break it up a little bit and make several smaller edible chunks.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Without being overwhelmed.
We have too much information.
Yeah, you don't want to be overwhelmed. It's just, that's the problem with the film right now. It's just overwhelming.
So we're going to play another song, but I'm going to challenge you guys. What is the name of the creek?
Kanagajik.
Kanagajig. Kanagajigwa. Kanagagigwa.
There's many ways to say it, apparently.
And I think that a lot of our listeners get a chuckle out of that, because hardly a person in Waterloo region has had to think twice about saying that.
Try and say it by the way it's spelled. It's awful.
Yeah, the first few times we were just like, what?
Yeah. All right, let's play a song. Next song is actually showing up with no identifying names or numbers on it, probably the way that was. I'll play it, and then you tell us which one this was after the fact.
Okay. I think I know which song it is, though.
All right. Well, I'll play it, and then we'll be back. And folks, thanks for listening in so far. It's episode 179, January 24th of 2017, and we're right in the midst of a pretty warm January, aren't we?
We certainly are.
Unusually warm.
No snow tires again this year.
That's right.
Yeah, we've just finished a week of fog.
Yeah, that's true. Odd 9-10 days of just overcast and quite unusual. Okay, we'll be back. Stay locked in. Your man left his family, hung himself in his
Hi, this is Mel. I'm from Mel's Prime Beef. You're listening to The Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio, Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmers with the needs of society.
Okay, and we're back, and boy, we have fun during the show and in the breaks, too. I just wanted to we're in our second last segment, and I just wanted to, first, let's talk about that song. Tell us about that song. I couldn't tell our listeners what it was because there's no tags on the playlist.
Yeah, so that was a song written and sung by Kaylee Mason, my daughter, and in addition to being a singer-songwriter, she's also a nutritionist, works in a health food store. She's worked in just about every health food store in the region of Waterloo. She's pretty well known in that community. And she wrote the song based on the suicides of Indian farmers. Mm-hmm. And when I asked her about it, she had been to quite a few discussions at the University of Waterloo, as well as the University of Guelph, a debate between Monsanto and the university there, on the use of GMO seeds. And I think it's definitely a topic that people need to discuss. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. The song discusses the rights of farmers to clean food and water. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think it's something that we all want. We all deserve clean food and water.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and things are moving that way. And part of that is this discussion of what's going on there. So good for her to bring up the topic, and it'll be interesting. Who knows what's going to happen with it? Any looking forward? What do you think it's going to be happening with with the discussion around food?
I see it more and more that, like when I'm working in catering, I see heritage carrots on the menu, mm-hmm. right? Like I go to the market, I can buy heritage carrots. And in my family, there's always been people that save seeds. So I have a great aunt who's probably been dead for 20 years, but my brother was growing her seeds, from like they were calling it Bina's tomatoes, mm-hmm. right? So saving seeds, I think it's making a comeback more than anything.
Yeah, we're so lucky here. We can have unique branded items like heritage seeds, locally grown, all that stuff. And at the same mm-hmm. time, for reasons of finance or convenience, you can go to the grocery store and buy a great product. So you can't lose, can you? There's something for everybody, no matter.
Well, that's the thing, right? Like it's always been a discussion in my family. What's better, like hybrids, and now it's GMOs, and there's always been that discussion around mm-hmm. the dinner table, like because you notice, well, this corn looks different than that corn, and so
what does it mean?
What does it mean? I mean, as a child, I asked, well, why do the cobs look bigger at my grandparents, right? And my mother said, well, they're using hybrids.
Well, there you go. And we're lucky to have enough to eat and the choice to build. I was reading somewhere that if once a week every Ontario family bought one meal from Ontario Produce, mm-hmm. a brand, whether you call it local, organic, pick whatever you like. If they did that once a week, we'd have one of the biggest growth in agriculture we've seen for a long time. For business point, we'd have could springboard so many small operators or people who choose to produce a niche product.
Well, you can just drive through the countryside in the spring and summer, and there are so many vendors. So many farmers that are selling produce. Mm-hmm. They have signs out at the end of their driveway. I love going to the market all year round. There's a lot of vendors locally. I could name a few names, but I guess I won't. But, I found some great turkey pate at the market.
We still got our eggs from the Mennonites and our rhubarb in the when it matures. I love rhubarb pie.
Who doesn't?
I don't like the rhubarb so much, but the rhubarb pie is just that's fantastic.
Well, people can pick on the choice of convenience, price, and frame of mind when it comes to food, and you know, just a little bit more organic or local or whatever you call it, it's good.
But yeah.
It's also clear that for a lot of there's still a big place for conventional convenience and price at a supermarket.
So, yeah, for sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
So this is good. We're in our second last segment here. You guys, what else we want to talk about? We talked about, you know, you're both local kids and grew up here, and you both have a project on the go. before our last song, what else would you tell our listeners about our show today or about agriculture? You want to have the movies coming up?
Well, we're moving on. With the feature film that we just completed, well, the first draft that we did, we're going to break that up into little smaller segments, but we may actually expand some of those segments. We're going to have one that centers in Olmyra, but then we'd like to do something that expands a little bit further into the watershed totally in the Great Lakes Basin, maybe just a little bit of a macro view, because the Great Lakes Water Agreement was signed in the 70s, which includes all the groundwater tributaries, rivers that flow into the Great Lakes for the U.S. and Canada. And that's becoming that's going to be, I don't know if that's going to be an issue now, but it's going to have to be watched on by both sides. And before it was only done on the shores of the Great Lakes. Now the actual agreement is far deeper. So it's another segment that we can, the two of us can have an adventure in discovering on what's going on.
Yeah, sounds good. Anything from you, Benita? What else? Well, any last thoughts?
Yeah, I was in Paris. Was it last week or the week before? I was invited to a tribunal that they were holding in their council chambers. So there's some water woes down that way. There's an aggregate company that has decided to reactivate an old license, and the townspeople are concerned about their water. Is it going to be affected? And the issue of whether atrazine is going to get into their groundwater. So there's lots of things like that. You know, there's always those stories that are coming up that people want to tell me about. Makes you wonder, like, should I do something more about that? Or, yeah, so.
Well, that's good news. Mike,
Well, there's always lots of issues. There's also, you know, the mercury, there's uranium, actually heavy metal. And in our region, we have heavy metals down in the deeper aquifers. Yes, no? Or I've only come across that just recently a little bit. But
it's possible, I guess. That's water that's been there for thousands of years. I'm sure it's collected some junk.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I have a story in my family, a pioneer story of actually one of my ancestors dying from going in a well. So, you know, there's gases that are there naturally.
Oh, I see. Yeah. They could be methane or something.
Yeah.
Or sulfur dioxide.
Yeah, so they used to put a kitten down the well to make sure that it was okay for humans, but I guess nobody told him about that. So I think this was my great-great-grandfather. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and he died.
There's another whole story, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, let's play our last song here. I've got it on here. It's called "The River Flows in You." This is one of your kids again?
No, this is a total stranger.
All right.
But this was recommended to me by my oldest daughter, and it's a beautiful piece done by a young lady from the States. And I just thought I'd bring it along. It's a beautiful, beautiful violin piece.
Okay, let's play it, and we're back for our last segment with our guests today, Benita Wagler and Michael Heitman, episode number 179.
Thank you. I'm Gord from Ontario Federation of Agriculture. You are listening to The Agriculture Show. The Agriculture Show is made possible by Community Radio. We are live streaming, or will soon be live streaming, on the FM band at 102.7, on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, and on the internet at soundfm.ca. Catch podcasts of past shows at soundfm.ca. Community Radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. The Agriculture Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The WFA represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
Okay, we're back, and thanks for listening in. We're at the last bit of our show today, and my last thing I want to do with our guests today, Bonita Wagler and Michael Heitman, is to ask them, what are you doing the next 2 hours, 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years? Bonita, how about you?
Wow, that's a lot to ask. Well, in the next 2 hours, I guess I'll be going home and relaxing. making supper. 2 days. Yeah, we have another little film that we're finishing up. Mike and I were acting in it, and so we're going to finish that. And 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months,
2 years.
Yeah, hopefully in 2 years we'll have the Elmira Water Crisis, the Grand Illusion movie, finished in 2 years.
I would hope so.
Or we might be like those Indian farmers. but yeah, hopefully we'll continue making more films, and you just you never know. We might have to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for the rest of the week, I'm just, we'll just play things by ear. I just fill my time up. Being retired, I've heard this now from a lot of retirees, that you're never ever retired. You just find more stuff to do, and you never understood why I ever got all that other stuff done. Again, we're going to be continuing our work with the Common Studio and our filming. The future is dynamic. We'll bend and go with what we see. There's a lot of interesting things. There is things happening in the news where you couldn't write fiction that would outdo what's happening in the news. And on a global scale, well, we're gonna see big changes in the future, mm-hmm. And it's gonna be highly interesting. Personally, I think we're living in one of the best places in the world for those changes. And maybe this weather that we're experiencing now is just part of it. It's with great anticipation that I watch what's happening on a global scale, and I try to keep in touch and informed, and I will continue to volunteer where people require my help or where I see there's a need. We're living in interesting times.
That sounds like a song title out there somewhere.
Oh.
So, just dynamic change with the times. Do what we can. We've got several ideas of mm-hmm. things.
Yep.
We're just flooded with ideas of things. It never ends, and we sometimes just have to learn to write it down and action our thoughts. So,
mm-hmm. True. Well, with that, folks, I want to just thank you so much for coming today. It's rather short notice, and I'm glad you had the. You know, we talked about this about 2 days ago, I think, wasn't it?
Maybe yeah, yeah.
So it's just fortuitous that you're both available to come in on relatively short notice and speak to on our agriculture show here. And I just want to thank you so much for coming in and doing that. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us on.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff. Absolutely. It was a lot of fun.
All right. And with that, folks, we'll see you next week in 6 days and 22 hours. And if you eat this week, thank a farmer. Bye for now.